In Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome to The Real News. I'm David Knight. On this September 1st, 2017, this would be the day that the Texas Sanctuary City Bill would have taken effect. But, of course, we had an activist judge shut that down here in Texas, just as they try to shut down everything that President Trump does. Meanwhile, there's an executive order that Barack Obama put in. It's called DACA, Deferred Action for Children. I don't even remember what it stands for, but it's the one that allows the Dreamers to stay here. And, of course, we're not allowed to touch that. That is treated as if it were the Constitution itself. Of course, there's no respect for the Constitution, so I should say it's much higher standard than the Constitution. We don't really respect free speech, Fourth Amendment, any of those protections anymore. But, of course, you cannot touch that DACA program. So we've got people like Tom Tillis from North Carolina, the freshman establishment Republican who was groomed for this position, leapfrogged over many people in the North Carolina legislature as a state legislator once the GOP got the majority for the first time since Reconstruction. They leapfrogged him over everybody else, and now he is leading a bill to try to push back on President Trump. Now Congress is interested. They say, our job is to craft immigration law. See, President Obama can do an executive order and nobody touched that. As a matter of fact, we've got CEOs all across the country of multinational globalist corporations who do not want it touched. People like Apple, people like Amazon, they no, don't touch the DACA program. Absolutely don't touch it. And Congress never did anything to repeal it. But now when President Trump says that executive order that Barack Obama put in, giving amnesty to people who are here illegally, who have not gone through the legal immigration process, we're going to do something about that. Now they get interested in legislation. So we're going to talk about that, and we've got some other news that's coming up. An amazing video of a nurse being forcibly arrested for not allowing cops to draw blood of an unconscious person. That was policy of the hospital, policy that had been agreed to by the police department. It's a very disturbing video, and it is a visual of what happens to people who follow the law, people who are whistleblowers. They are the ones who go to jail, not the people who get violent with it. So we're going to talk about those issues. We also have Mark Moreno of Climate Depot is going to come and talk to us about the left telling us that we have racist hurricanes, that it is proof that the sky is falling. Now, 50 inches of rain, you might think that the sky is falling, but not in the way that they say. And, of course, we've got the picture on the Drudge Report of the Pope, who looks like the portrait by Edvard Munch of The Scream, saying, a cry for the planet. Listen to the cry of the earth, he says. So we're going to talk about climate alarmism. And we have one of the victims of the Berkeley riots last week. Thousands of people showed up for about a dozen people who wanted to have a prayer and free speech rally in Berkeley, California. And now even the left, even Paul Ryan, finally, after Nancy Pelosi, after the mayor of Berkeley, we have all these people who first were applauding what they said was peaceful threatening and intimidation of the First Amendment. They applauded that, actually. But then they saw the violence, and we're going to talk to one of the people who was attacked by that. A couple of people went to the hospital. This is the individual who was cornered up against a wall, who was spat upon multiple times. So he's going to be joining us to talk about his firsthand experience of liberal, peaceful love in California. And the 70s are back. We've got gas lines that are starting everywhere. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more news. I'm David Knight, and it is September the 1st, 2017. Let's start with the news. We've got Houston residents are heading home, and what are they finding? They're finding the scent of mildew, of death. They're finding the destruction of, in many cases, their life savings, because a lot of people do not have insurance, especially the renters who are there. And what are the rest of us finding? We're finding that the loss of energy, that we have a very fragile infrastructure, especially when it comes to things like energy. We have these concentrations in certain geographical areas of certain industries, and now we've got the largest refinery in the U.S., Motiva, may be shut for up to 2 weeks. Different reports are talking about the fact that we may have anywhere from 25 to 30% of capacity of oil refineries being shut down because of the hurricane, and now we're starting to see lines developing as well as price increases. It's looking like the 1970s again with lines at the gas pump. We're going to be doing a longer report on that and what is really behind it, because it's the refineries. It's not the crude oil. We got Energy Secretary Rick Perry, former governor here in Texas, has released some emergency supplies from the Strategic Oil Reserve, but that's crude oil. That's not refined fuel. And as we reported yesterday, one of the largest pipelines, several of them, in fact, that go all the way from the refineries in Houston to New York were shut down. One was heating oil, another one was aviation fuel, and then we had the third one was gasoline. So those are being shut down. A lot of this is also panic. They're trying to calm people down. It's kind of like the panic that we see as a storm is coming in. People go to the grocery stores, they empty the shelves. That was the panic that happened just prior to it. And now the panic that is coming after the fact is people are concerned that they're not going to be able to get fuel. So they're starting to fill up their cars early. They're doing a run on the gas stations, as one of the articles said. It's kind of like a run on the banks, except this is a run on the tanks. It's a panic that we're starting to see. Meanwhile, Milwaukee Sheriff David Clark has resigned. And many of you follow Sheriff Clark. He's been a very outspoken critic of the Black Lives Matter movement. He was in his fourth term as sheriff. He was being considered for the role of Homeland Security, the head of Homeland Security, in June of this year. In May, a jury in Milwaukee recommended charges against seven county jail staffers over the death of an inmate who had his water shut off and never turned back on. No charges were recommended against Sheriff Clark. Although he oversaw the county jails, there were no charges brought against him, but he has now resigned his post as sheriff of Milwaukee County. We see NPR doing a report on the Red Cross, saying they don't know what portion of the donations will go to Harvey relief. They say that in the past, they've had an incident and previous disasters. There was a report that was done by Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa. He said one quarter of the money that donors gave for earthquake relief in Haiti in 2010 was spent on internal expenses. Actually, that was much better than Hillary Clinton did. And the organizations that she did, they kept all the money, very little. So many people did fundraising off of the earthquake in Haiti. It's one of the biggest scandals. We should get Anjali Danto in to talk to her about that, especially as people need to be wise as to where they put their money, who they donate it to. But of course, you're not going to see NPR doing a story on the Southern Poverty Law Center. And we have a story today from the Free Beacon that has traced the fact that they have transferred millions in cash to offshore entities in the Cayman Islands and the British Virgin Islands and Bermuda. This is an organization that is flush with cash. And now they are socking it away in offshore tax havens. This has been a common problem for the Southern Poverty Law Center. Many people on the left have criticized them over the years. They had a very low rating. They got that up for a period of time. Then people said, well, this evidently isn't a problem anymore. They say the Southern Poverty Law Center is a 501c3 tax-exempt charitable organization. They pay lucrative six-figure salaries to its top directors, its key employees, while they spend very little on legal services. And we know that because they put out their hate map identifying entire cities as a hate spot because of the name of a street or because of a monument, or even more incredibly, because there's an individual there that runs a website that they have labeled as a hate website. So they're not really spending too much money on research, but they are lavishing this on their executives, on their salaries. They say they're often referenced in the media. Of course they are. They are the go-to source. Who are the racists? Who are the hate people? And of course, they never talk about hate on the left. You will never find, go to their website, search for Antifa, and you will find that if it's mentioned at all, they're mentioned as victims. They're mentioned as victims. They're only looking at this very politicized organization. And of course, they have flagged churches frequently as hate organizations simply because they promote traditional Christian doctrine about traditional marriage. So that puts them on the hate map. And it got one of those entities attacked in a attempted terrorist attack, the Family Research Council, in 2002. A gunman opened fire in Washington, D.C. Nobody was hurt. They had a security guard there who shut that down very quickly. But he saw it listed as an anti-gay group, as a hate group, on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website. And, of course, they are very, very loose with those accusations. Southern Poverty Law Center, of course, as they say in this article, Free Beacon, they are a fundraising powerhouse. It is a money-making cash machine. It always has been. As I've said many times, Morris Deese was never involved with the civil rights movement except to defend a Ku Klux Klan leader who was beating people who were marching on the side of civil rights and setting fire to their bus. He defended that guy, got a lot of money at the time, big salary, but he could make even more money in the direct mail business. So he set out the rest of the civil rights movement after defending the Ku Klux Klan. He went into the direct mail business, then he got back in, running the mail for one of the presidential candidates. I believe it was Jimmy Carter. Yeah, it was Jimmy Carter. And then as for exchange of his services, he got the mailing list to the Democrat Party, and then he put himself out as somebody who was opposed to the Ku Klux Klan, doing a 180 pivot, just like the Democrat Party did, and then becoming a champion of black people, an opponent of the KKK. Except that they had always supported. They were for it before they were against it. But he found out that he could make more money attacking them than he did defending them in court. They got $50 million in contributions and $328 million in net assets. We can see this on their 2015 tax form, the most recently available tax form. They also have financial interests, quote-unquote, financial interests in the Cayman Islands, British Virgin Islands, and Bermuda. For example, they transferred nearly $1 million, $960,000 in cash in November of 2014 to Tiger Global Private Investment Partners, which is a New York-based private equity financial firm. They also transferred in 2015 $2.2 million to another entity that is incorporated in the Cayman Islands. As one person said, the CEO of Pacific Human Capital, a California-based nonprofit consulting firm, Amy Cassell there said, I've never known a U.S.-based nonprofit dealing in human rights or social services to have any foreign bank accounts, let alone put millions in it. So the percent that they use on their stated purpose, the supposed amount that they spend on lawyers and research, that's not happening so much, but they are socking away millions of dollars in foreign offshore bank accounts. She said, my impression, based on prior interactions, now that would be based on their carefully crafted public relations, is that they have a small, modestly paid staff. They were regarded by most in the industry as frugal and reliable. I am stunned to learn of the transfers of millions to offshore bank accounts. Not if you understand what the history of the Southern Poverty Law Center is, you wouldn't be surprised by that. She said it's a huge red flag, and it would have been completely unacceptable to any wealthy, responsible, experienced board member who is committed to a charitable mission that I ever worked with. But it's not irresponsible to people like Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, who gave $1 million from the company and said that they would match employee contributions 2-to-1. And then you've also got J.P. Morgan Chase giving $500,000. You've got George Clooney giving millions to them. What about hurricane relief? Not so much. We'll be right back.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day.
All right, let's do the 70s.
Whenever you need sun protection, we source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins.
This natural lotion contains
21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
That's right, we're back in the 70s, aren't we? Let this run a little while. Back to gas lines. Yeah, that's right, we can't cut loose without that juice. And it's just like we're back in the 1970s. It shows the fragility of our infrastructure, doesn't it? When we see this type of thing. And it shows us just how valuable it is to have gas, fuel, energy. Why can't we run our cars on solar power? Well, there's a lot of issues with that. We're going to be talking to Mark Moreno of Climate Depot later in the program. And we're looking at these magazines here. I saved these back in 1979. Of course, this goes back to a time when there were anxious drivers, insatiable OPEC, and we're going to be running out of oil. You see these Newsweek magazines from 1979, the energy crisis, a program for the 80s. And they were talking at the time, they said, hours of waiting to fill the tank, even Houston gets in line. That's happening right now. Happening right now. We have lines, we got panic about this because of the oil refineries that have shut down. The largest U.S. refinery, Motiva, may be shut for up to 2 weeks. It puts out 603,000 barrels per day. We've had pipelines going to the Northeast that have been shut down. And already we've got lines in Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, and many other cities where people are starting to panic. Some people are saying this is not anything to panic about. There's not really a shortage. It's not going to last very long. Nevertheless, just as we see people going to the grocery store and stocking up on milk and bread and emptying the shelves there, we always see these types of panics. And it's like a bank run, but it's a run on the tank. And it's kind of interesting. You know, every time we would have a snowstorm in North Carolina, people would go and they would grab all the milk and bread first. And why milk and bread? Are they going to be sitting there without the snowstorm eating bread and milk, sopping their bread and their milk? But we see a lot of interesting things here. And of course, when we go back and look at this, and this is really gold. When I saw this come out, I told my wife at the time, we were not married, we're still dating. And I said, oh, I'm going to have that magazine. I know this is going to be a collector's item because I knew they were lying to us about the supply of oil. Just like they're lying to us about global warming, man-made global warming, and these other issues. As I point out, Mark Moreno, Climate Depot, is going to be on later in the program. We're going to talk about how the left is now jumping on. This is another one of the after effects of the hurricane. They're all jumping out and saying, see, we told you. It's a global warming catastrophe. Anytime the weather goes bad, you've got all the chicken littles running out, running in circles, telling everybody about this. And when you look at this program here, when you look at this this magazine, it's not just the lines in Houston, it's not just the even and odd days, you know, even tag numbers can fill up on one day and odd tag numbers could fill up on the other day. That was something that was artificially induced by OPEC. That was when they were trying to establish their monopoly. Now we are awash in crude oil. And we've got Energy Secretary Rick Perry is releasing a lot of their strategic oil reserves to help alleviate this, except the problem is, somebody needs to explain to Rick, just wearing those dark horn-rimmed glasses doesn't make you smart. The problem isn't crude oil. We're awash in crude oil. There's been a big production expansion in crude oil, so much so that we've broken the back, really, of OPEC. The only reason that they're still there is because they're a part of the petrodollar, and we're going to artificially support that, regardless of what the supply and demand issues are. So that's more of a political banking issue than it is an oil and natural resources issue. But somebody needs to explain to Rick Perry that we don't need more crude oil. What we need are refineries to turn it into gasoline, to aviation fuel, into heating fuel, and that sort of thing. And you look at these magazines back in the 1979s, they said, well, we think that the price may surge to $20 per barrel from $14.50 per barrel now. And that was what the Saudis were trying to do in terms of driving down the supply of oil. They were trying to keep production up in the face of falling demand as economies were not growing around the world. But they couldn't do it because of an increase in production in the United States. That's what they don't want. They don't want America to be energy independent. And we go back and look at this other one here. It's even more interesting because this one was called The Energy Crisis, a program for the 80s, and they were telling us the fake news of 1979 was telling us that we only had a couple of years left. Here we are. Let's grab this here. We've got 8.7 years. This is 1979. We've got 8.7 years left of crude oil. We've got 10.7 years left of natural gas, but we have 666.5. They figured that out to the number of months, how much crude oil we had, coal we had. And so where did they go? If they wanted to control our energy independence here in America, what do you want to do? Well, you want to get rid of that coal there, because most of that 666 years of coal, that was in America. Can't have America be rich. Can't have America be energy independent. And so they thought we were going to run out, or at least they were telling everybody that we're going to run out of crude oil, we're going to run out of natural gas. You know, that whole thing about peak oil, that came from the CIA, actually. And they continue to try to hit that. CIA and the oil companies, people like Rex Tillerson, the same people who are pushing the climate change issue. Let's talk about the panics a little bit. They say, an expert says, panic purchases are producing gas shortages, not actual shortages. This is coming out of CBS in Dallas-Fort Worth. They say a run on the tank looks a lot like a run on the bank when customers start to panic, making a beeline for the nearest gas station. But people's frenzied gas runs are causing lines that are creating a shortage. They said, right now there is a limited supply of product, but I don't think it's a long-term product. I think this will be gone by middle of next week. Well, we'll see. There's a large refinery that's going to be shut down for at least 2 weeks. They say gas shortages in Texas as Harvey knocks out refineries. Another CBS report says a Quick Trip in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that had 135 gas stations said that they're keeping about half of them without gas. That's kind of fuel a panic, isn't it? And so we heard there's going to be a shortage, so we hopped in the car, came and fill up, said one of the drivers. Majority of North Texas gas stations are not expected to run out of gas, but costs are expected to rise, and they've already gone up 20 cents on average for the lower prices. I've seen, because I bought premium gas just yesterday, 2 days ago, I guess, it was up 32 cents per gallon where I get gas. And then they talk about the release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. But again, those 713 million barrels of crude oil that Energy Secretary Rick Perry is releasing are not going to do anything if you don't have a refinery to turn them into gasoline. Finally, we got people shouting at each other as people are cutting in front of lines, as we saw back in the 1970s when we had the long-term gas lines that people would sit in forever. So now that has started as well. We're always going to see that type of thing. Before we get back and go further in the news, let me remind you of some of the sales we have on products. And, of course, that's what funds InfoWars. It's what allows us to create new programs like Real News. We really do appreciate your support. In recognition and appreciation of that, we've put some massive discounts on some of the products at Emmerich's Essentials. As a matter of fact, the entire line of Emmerich's Essentials organic household products is now 50% off. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's things like a zinc oxide sunscreen, SPF 30, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, pure unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and natural deodorant. All of those products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, the entire line of Emmerich's Essentials. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the AlexaPure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed AlexaPure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The AlexaPure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
To Real News. I'm David Knight on this September 1st, 2017. If you want to follow our stream, let me give you that information. If you're watching it on YouTube, you already know, but many of you are watching on different areas. Let me tell you, you can find it on YouTube, on Facebook, and we have a Twitter account as well. On YouTube, you can find it at Real News with David Knight. On Facebook, you'll find us at Real News X2, and we have the same handle on Twitter, at Real News X2. And, of course, the broadcast runs from 8 to 11 a.m. Central Time, 9 to 12 Eastern Time. We'll soon be having a podcast, and we'll have information about that as well. But I just want to let you know where you can find us on social media. Again, our YouTube channel is Real News with David Knight, and we have Facebook and Twitter at Real News X2. Today or yesterday evening, we learned that President Trump is donating $1 million to Harvey victims, personally donating $1 million to these people. And we've had a couple of celebrities who have done that, but we have a lot of celebrities and we have a lot of CEOs, as I pointed out earlier in the show, that are donating millions of dollars to the Southern Poverty Hate Center. That's right. That's what the SPLC really is. It is a center of hate. This is the think tank for Antifa. This is what they're truly about. And then today we learned that they're transferring millions of dollars in cash to offshore entities. Now, when President Trump donated $1 million to Harvey victims. He got hate from the media, hate from the left, people trolling him on Twitter. Is anybody going to say anything about the Southern Poverty Law Center, about the SPLC and its programs? As we pointed out, they're sending millions of dollars to these offshore accounts in the Cayman Islands and the British Virgin Islands and elsewhere. And as one individual said, the SPLC is anti-conservative, anti-Christian. It is a hate group. The SPLC is a hate group. They've listed entire towns as being hate groups simply because they have a street or a monument, or they have somebody who had produced a website in their town. So the entire town is guilty by association. The entire town is put on a hate map, just as they put Christian groups on because they talk about traditional marriage. They said they have given the media what it needs, pretended legitimacy, to attack conservatives, to attack Christians, to enact censorship. Its assets are over $328 million in 2015. They went up $13 million in just 1 year. It is a perpetual motion machine for fundraisers. So you won't hear any criticism of the Southern Poverty Law Center by the media because they are the go-to source for the media. But let's take a look at what was thrown at President Trump for donating $1 million to victims of Hurricane Harvey. As we saw, this is an article we have on NewsWars, our new site as part of InfoWars operations, newswars.com. As soon as it was announced Thursday that the president would donate $1 million of his own personal money to help Texans affected by catastrophic flooding, leftists were triggered into showing their true colors, spewing hate and vitriol at the idea that Trump would be so charitable. And here's what some of them said. But he's worth billions. $1 million is just a drop in the bucket compared to all that money. Or what's more unbelievable, Trump pledging $1 million or Joel Osteen's hurricane fundraiser? Another one is, who is he going to rob to do that? Where's the criticism of companies like Apple Computer that fund this hate group, this group that goes around like they're on a witch hunt? Hate over here, hate over there. It is literally like the Salem witch trials. And these are the people pointing the fingers at everybody. The Southern Poverty Law Center. Apple CEO Tim Cook donated $1 million to the SPLC. He said he would match 2-to-1 any employee donations to it. We got J.P. Chase Morgan giving $500,000. We got George Clooney giving millions of dollars. Well, you got other celebrities giving money to Harvey victims. He gives it to a hate group, but that's the way the left rolls. Let's talk about what's going to happen with DACA today. Trump is expected to end the program. This is the Dreamer program, the Deferred Action for Children. He's already shut down the DAPA program, the Deferred Action for Parents of Anchor Babies. And of course, that was tied up in the courts. That never took effect, but of course, the Dreamers has taken effect, and so you've got a few million illegal immigrants who they say would be affected by this. This is now being pushed back against by Tom Tillis. But before I get to that, the way McClatchy reports this, I think, is very interesting. They say President Trump is expected to end an Obama-era program. It is not a program. It's simply an executive order. It is not immigration law. And then they go on to say, the plan would allow Trump to fulfill a campaign promise to end one of Barack Obama's signature initiatives. It's an executive order. He shut down immigration law with an executive order. See, they're not going to talk about that. That's the key thing that we should be looking at. And that actually comes up as we've got this establishment shill from North Carolina, newly minted globalist Tom Tillis, big opponent of Trump, and now he's opposing him on getting rid of the Dreamer Act. Tom Tillis is crafted a bill that would provide a path to permanent residency to people who are brought here illegally as children. And the way it's promoted by McClatchy is to say that it is offering President Trump an escape hatch on this incredibly unpopular program of this. He's about to just shoot himself in the head, according to the globalists. No, he's about to fulfill a campaign promise that got him elected. And we need to have more of those campaign promises fulfilled. It is not a problem, and we don't need to push back on this. But there is some truth in what happened with this. As they talk about this, they say, DACA is an executive overreach. This is a quote. one of the people looking at that's actually working with the North Carolina senator. They said DACA is an executive order overreach that sets immigration policy through executive order instead of through the proper channel, Congress. And so what President Trump is doing is overthrowing an inappropriate executive order like he finally did. It took him 6 months because he had so much opposition from Rex Tillerson and his family on getting rid of the Paris Climate Agreement that was signed by Barack Obama. When we get into treaties, the treaties need to be ratified by the Senate, don't they? Except he knew that it wasn't going to go through the Senate, and so he said, I'm going to self-ratify it. He actually said that. I'm going to self-ratify the Paris Climate Agreement. I'm going to sign it myself. And we're going to have John Kerry is going to sign it. And we're going to self-ratify this. No, that's not the way that it works. It was nothing but an executive order. And it could easily be overturned by President Trump, which is what he did. The same thing with DACA. It is nothing but an executive order. He did not do this in the proper way, going through Congress. They're the ones who would change the immigration law. What President Obama did was to say, we're going to ignore the immigration law. We're going to tell the Border Patrol they cannot protect our borders. And that's why the Border Patrol did an unprecedented move. First time they've ever endorsed a candidate, and they endorsed President Trump because they were tired of seeing the laws ignored by executive order. And that's what the basis of the pardon for Sheriff Arpaio is about. Sheriff Arpaio ignored the order of a federal judge to enforce the law. And she tried to put him in jail. President Trump said, you're not going to do that. Trump is expected to end DACA as soon as today, but he may allow those who have received work permits to keep them until they expire. Now, the plan put forward by this globalist shill, Senator Tom Tillis, you want to know what's going to happen after John McCain goes? Well, we're going to have people like Tom Tillis that are already lined up. They keep these people in the pipeline. He's the next one in ascendance here. Tom Tillis's plan makes killing the Deferred Action Program much more politically palatable, they say. He would offer an eventual path to U.S. citizenship for immigrants who entered illegally before January the 1st, 2012, and were 16 years or old or younger. And it would allow 2.5 million Dreamers to stay. And they say, a congressional source says, it's really a conservative Dreamer bill. Just what we need, a conservative globalist Dreamer bill. Meanwhile, we got U.S. CEOs. Here's the same name again we just saw supporting the Southern Poverty Law Center. Apple CEO Tim Cook. And of course, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos saying dreamers are vital to the future of our country. We need to keep those illegal immigrants here. Hundreds of chief executives and business leaders, these multinational CEOs, are lining up because they don't want borders. They want cheap labor. Keep those people here. We'll be right back.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium. But BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight on this September 1st, 2017. There was a story that came out yesterday about Glenn Beck. From the Daily Caller, they say Glenn Beck's media empire implodes with layoffs. An ex-employee calls him professionally bipolar. He wrote, "My heart is heavy today. Today we said goodbye to just over 20% of the combined workforce of Mercury Radio Arts and The Blaze." He said some of these people have been friends of mine for 30 years. And as we look at this, we don't take your support for granted. You built this organization. You built InfoWars by supporting us, by buying the products that we sell, by supporting the advertisers that we have. But we have focused on selling products because it is so easy to have boycotts organized of advertisers, and it is important to be independent. And your support of the products that we sell for the support of your health and your family has been what has allowed us to continue, but also to expand with this program and others that are coming up. So we don't take that for granted. We really do appreciate your support. It is vitally necessary in this hostile environment that we work in, as we are constantly being attacked. Of course, they attack Alex for all kinds of crazy stuff on the late night comic shows. And of course, that's straight out of Saul Alinsky's book. Ridicule was one of the rules for radicals. Ridicule is, they said, the most devastating attack you can do on anyone. So they come out and they create their straw men and they batter Alex for different issues. But at the core issue of what's going on with Glenn Beck, I think, they said in the Daily Caller article, they said not to be cold, but his media empire has been imploding for a while now because they thought during the 2016 election is because he abandoned his independence. He stopped talking really about freedom issues, and he started focusing on Senator Ted Cruz, a losing proposition, even going so far as to say, I know that this is a man of God and God has called him to be president. It's like, well, you know, you're a false prophet. And that really backfired on him. But I think even before that, he took major hits going back to the Bundy Ranch lies that he was putting out there. I was there covering that as a reporter. I was on the ground covering it. He didn't have anybody from his organization there covering it. But he tried to set these patriots up, people who were talking about legitimate land use issues, violations of the Constitution that are being conducted by the federal government as they take control of all this land, and it exploded under Obama, and the authoritarian actions of the BLM, specifically this individual, Dan Love, who's a special agent in charge of two states, the militarization of the BLM, the confiscation of land. Those were the issues that were there. But what he did was he tried to cast Clive and Bundy as a sovereign citizen. Clive and Bundy had no idea what a sovereign citizen was. He believed in the Constitution. Yeah, he did. He was trying to, and that was a buzzword that Clive and Bundy didn't really understand. You call somebody a sovereign citizen, that puts a target on their back with law enforcement. And he was trying to get him to say, I think citizens have a rights under the Constitution. Well, you must be a sovereign citizen. Are you a sovereign citizen? And then lied about what was going on there. Lavoie Finicum, before he was killed, cut a video calling out Glenn Beck's lies. And there were a lot of people in the liberty movement that left him at that point. And then there were a lot of Republicans who left him as he started prophesying about Ted Cruz. So a lot of that was self-inflicted. But we do not take your support for granted. And we really do appreciate that. We have sales that we are running at InfoWars Store, InfoWarsLife.com, that support InfoWars and support your health. And it's our gratitude is why we put these sales on here, our gratitude for your support. We have Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, and BioTrue Selenium, 45% off. We bring you the purest forms of selenium and iodine you're going to find anywhere. That's why we call it BioTrue Selenium. It's 100%. It's non-GMO, 100% organic, made from organic mustard seeds. 45% off. Our iodine comes from deep source rare minerals, very pure iodine. Both of those are 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Super Male Vitality, the deepest discounts we've ever had on Super Male Vitality, 57% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And we've put the entire line of Emmerich's Essentials, that's our organic household products, the entire line of Emmerich's Essentials at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's things like a non-nano sunscreen, a DEET-free herbal bug spray. We have a peppermint mouthwash, pure unscented body wash, pure tea tree shampoo, and a long-lasting natural deodorant. All of those products, 50% off the entire line of Emmerich's Essentials organic household products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to take a look at a story that I think you're going to find very troubling. We'll play the video for you. You'll be able to hear what's going on. And if you're looking at the visuals, you will also be very upset about this. This is a nurse who was forcibly arrested for not allowing a cop to draw blood of an unconscious patient. And, of course, this is a policy that had been agreed upon. This is hospital policy. And this is policy that the police know about. They have agreed on this. This is an individual who was unconscious. He had been the victim of an explosive car accident that occurred at the end of a high-speed police pursuit of another man. They wanted to draw his blood. And you can hear this fight as it develops between the nurse and the cop. And you won't believe what the cop does. Here's that clip.
So I have this, it says obtaining blood samples for police enforcement from patients suspected to be under the influence. Okay? This was something that you guys agreed to with this hospital. The
three things
that allow us to do that are if you have an electronic warrant, patient consent, or patient under arrest. And neither of those things, the patient can't consent.
So the patient has to be under arrest or they have to have a warrant.
And the patient is not under arrest. So I'm just trying to do what I'm supposed to do. That's all. So.
Okay, so I take it without those in place, I'm not going to get blood. Is that, am I fair to surmise that?
Alex, you're not representing. You're not representing.
And she's listening to people telling her what to do over her phone.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no idea why he's blaming me. I'm just representing.
Why are you blaming the messenger, sir?
She's the one that has told me no.
Yeah, but sir, you're making a huge mistake right now. Like, you're making a huge mistake because you're threatening a nurse.
Okay. No, we're done.
Personal
no,
phone says you're making a big mistake because you're threatening a nurse.
We're done.
Now he gets violent. Now he comes after me.
Said we're done.
No warrant. The person is not under arrest. Instead, he brutalizes the nurse, puts her under arrest. Now you can see her putting her in handcuffs. Absolutely amazing. This is why we have to have laws. And this is why it is so important to keep the police under control. A government that is lawless is the biggest threat to any of us. Bigger threat than individual criminals, because when you have the entire government that knows that it can do anything that it wants, the policy there was, and you had, if you're not watching that, she was talking to somebody on the phone that was with a hospital, and they were explaining what the policy was. She was trying to relay that to the police officer. He wanted blood from this individual. They said he has to be under arrest or you need to have a warrant. You have agreed to this as a police department. That is our policy here at the hospital, and that should be the policy. You should have to have somebody under arrest at the very least, or have a search warrant, a reason to do that. He did not. And at that point, the person on there said, you don't want to do this. You are threatening a nurse. And he didn't just threaten her. He got violent with her, and he put her under arrest. That visual that you saw right there, that is what we have seen enacted over and over again against whistleblowers. People like Thomas Drake with the NSA, people like John Kiriakou with the CIA, who blew the whistle on CIA torture. What happened? He got roughed up. He went to jail. They tried to put Thomas Drake in jail. That prosecution collapsed. But that's what they do. They come after the journalists. They come after the nurses. They come after the whistleblowers. And they're the ones who are violating the law. And why do they do that? Because they don't have any respect whatsoever for the law. They are the Judge Dredds among us, and we should dread that kind of society where the people who have uniforms and weapons can do whatever they wish. Whatever they wish. His blood was up. He wanted to do something about that particular individual. I don't know. It doesn't matter what the details of that case are. Simply does not matter. It's completely out of line to attack that nurse. He should have had that individual under arrest, or he should have had a warrant. She was following the policy, and he simply doesn't care. We see that all too often. When we come back, we're going to talk about martial law. We're going to talk about the expansion and the resumption of military equipment to the police and why that is going to give us exactly the opposite of what we want. We're not going to get safety or security. We're going to lose our freedom.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight on the September 1st, 2017. You just witnessed a nurse being forcibly arrested for not allowing a cop to draw blood of an unconscious patient who was not under arrest and for whom the police officer had no search warrant. It was against the law. It was against policy that had been agreed upon by the hospital, by the law enforcement officers. And, of course, she was talking to someone from the hospital on the cell phone. They said, you don't want to threaten a nurse officer. You don't realize what you're doing. At that point, he got violent with her, started chasing her down the hall, twisting her arm behind her, handcuffing her, and arresting her, because they would not violate the law, violate corporate policy. I have to tell you, that's what I saw as a witness at the Bundy Ranch standoff. This kind of brutal attack by a lawless, supposedly law enforcement organization, the BLM. And that's why people were standing with their neighbors, because we're not going to put up with this. And yet, the people who did this, the people who supported this, and I talked about this at length earlier this week, Dan Love, the special agent in charge of two states for the BLM, will not be prosecuted. And this is in spite of the fact that he had had evidence wiped off of computers that related to Burning Man, which is wrapping up right now. Remember back in 2015, all the reports about the BLM coming out and saying, we demand a multi-million dollar facility. We want air conditioning. We want ice cream. I want tickets for my relatives, telling people, hey, if you get in trouble, I know how to get you off because I know people. Yeah, he knows people, and those people are getting him off right now. Even congressmen have wanted an investigation of this individual who had artifacts, Indian artifacts. Remember, the half billion acres of land stolen by Barack Obama, he did that under the 1906 Antiquities Act. That was an act that was supposed to preserve primarily Indian artifacts. It would go in a few areas that were very special, like Devil's Tower that you see in all the old John Ford movies and you saw in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I think they're coming up to, what is it, something like the 40th anniversary or something of that movie, and now they got a bunch of people that are going to have, they're going to have an annual UFO event there. So now we got alien UFO fans are becoming LARPers, and that's going to be their general headquarter there at Devil's Tower. But it was that type of thing, and they only took about 1,500 acres to preserve Devil's Tower. So they had something unique, whether it was a land formation or whether it was Indian artifacts that were being excavated and stolen. So they created, they used the Antiquities Act, and then Barack Obama twisted that act, just like he twisted the 1917 Espionage Act to go after journalists and whistleblowers to do more than every other president combined in terms of prosecuting people under that 100-year-old act. So over 100 years, he did more than everybody else did to go after people with the Espionage Act, and he went after primarily journalists and whistleblowers. And then he takes the Antiquities Act of 1906, that was 110 years that was in effect. And he does about 30% of the incidents of grabbing stuff, but the quantity of what he grabbed, the massive land masses, a half a billion acres that he took under that act. So the federal government was taking this stuff to protect it, right? Except we got the people who were the protectors, like Dan Love, who are supposed to protect the Indian artifacts, taking them back, putting them on his desk, displaying them, taking them, giving them to others. Up to $500,000 worth of Indian artifacts. But of course, he's not going to be prosecuted. The U.S. Attorney Office for Utah has declined to file criminal charges against him for mishandling evidence, for taking artifacts and so forth, just like Hillary Clinton. You know, we were told earlier this week that nothing's going to happen to her. Hillary for prison, forget about it. Jeff Sessions isn't going to come after her. And one lone individual who's trying to get her disbarred, trying to get information from the FBI, the FBI says no. The public's interest is outweighed by Hillary Clinton's privileges, by her privacy, by her privacy. And Judicial Watch has talked about the fact that we still have this IRS records scandal going on. We still have the same commissioner who ran this political witch hunt still in office, hasn't been taken out by the Trump administration. Never happened. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this September 1st, 2017. I'm David Knight. And if you want to follow us on our social media, I just want to remind you of where you can find us. On Facebook and Twitter, we have the same handle. It's Real News X2. Real News X2. You can find us on both Facebook and Twitter with that handle. You can find us on YouTube at Real News with David Knight. I was just handed a very interesting article by our producer, Jen, here. She says, it's from Fox News. Obama's 2018 expenses will cost U.S. taxpayers $1.1 million. This is the guy who just got, I think it's over $400,000 he got for one speech. Just one speech. The amount of money that these ex-presidents are getting, and of course, it was H.L. Mencken who said an election is an advanced auction of stolen goods. And I think we need to amend that and say a retirement is the payoff for what he did in office, because that's what we're seeing from all these presidents, all these modern presidents, making millions while they milk the U.S. taxpayer for millions. They keep them. It's kind of like what we talked about with TARP, remember? They privatize the profits and they socialize the losses. Well, our ex-presidents socialize all of their personal expenses. They get these lavish allowances for travel, for their own personal libraries. They have all kinds of protection that is spent upon them. And yet they can go out and make these obscene fees that you know is corruption. It's done right in our face. And this is a guy. You want to tear down a monument? Tear down the monument that he's building to himself in Chicago. $500 million. So he gets $500,000 in speaker fees, just one event. And then he gets $1.1 million from taxpayers so far coming up in 2018. And then he's spending $500 million on this lavish monument in Chicago. And it's even going to have, because Michelle Obama said, people in Chicago need to have a place where they can go to snow sled. So we're going to have this massive downhill slope there. And I tell you what, that is a metaphor for the slippery slope that he put the entire country on and that we're still on, because we can't get off of that slippery slope with people like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and the GOP establishment, people like Tom Tillis, who's trying to come up with something to keep the DACA program alive. It's all the best we can ever hope for from the GOP establishment is just a little bit less than Obama gave us. It's like a ratchet. That's why I call myself a conservative. Conservatives for the longest time would never go back and undo anything the Democrats would do. So the Democrats would do something, go way over the top, and then the Republicans would keep it. They wouldn't reverse it. They would just keep it and say, oh, no more, no more. You can't do that again, but we're going to keep what you already did. And that's what we got with Obamacare. I put Obamacare in, and so the question is, are they going to, what level the government is going to run our health care? And the Republicans said just a little bit less, maybe. But then they wouldn't even do that. So they're going to keep it exactly the same. So we can never do anything. We can never get off this slippery slope that Obama has put us on. So yeah, that ramp is the one thing. They should just have a big ramp. They should call it Obama's slippery slope to socialist hell. And that should be his monument. You don't have to spend $500 million to build an inclined slope out of concrete. But that should be his monument. Or maybe we should just tear that down. Meanwhile, as we talked about the arrogance yesterday of Chris Christie saying, well, the problem with this Trump pardon, and he goes on MSNBC to say it. He said, the problem with this Trump problem is I don't see any contrition from Sheriff Arpaio. Sheriff Arpaio said, contrition? I didn't do anything wrong. He was the one enforcing the law. It was Obama with executive orders and other things that stopped immigration law from being enforced. It was the judge who stopped immigration law from being enforced. And now we have USA Today reporting that the judge in this case, this is, you want to talk about a political persecution, a personal vendetta that this judge has against Sheriff Arpaio. Well, you know why they hate him so much. It's not just the immigration stuff. He exposed in detail the lies of the Obama birth certificate. Wherever Obama was born, whoever his father is, that birth certificate is as phony as a $6 bill. It is absolute fake, and he laid out in detail, and that is a matter of historical record. That is not going to go away. Our current media may not be paying attention to that, but that's not going to go away. And it was obvious to all of us who took a look at it, who know anything about Photoshop and know anything about fonts and everything. There was a lot of stuff that made it very clear that it was a layered anachronism. And that was very clear from the very beginning. But Sheriff Joe, with his cold case posse, went into that in great detail. And so they're going to do anything they can to come after him. So now this judge is saying U.S. District Court Judge Susan Bolton has canceled former Sheriff Joe Arpaio's upcoming sentencing hearing for his criminal contempt of court conviction, telling attorneys not to file replies to motions that were pending before his recent presidential pardon. However, she stopped short of throwing out the conviction. Instead, she ordered Arpaio and the U.S. Department of Justice, which is still prosecuting the case. Thank you so much, Attorney General Jeff Sessions. You are right on top of things, aren't you? To file briefs on why she should or shouldn't grant Arpaio's request. Well, it might be because the president told you. If you don't care about the law and you are very selective about which president's executive orders you're going to pay attention to, maybe you should be removed and impeached out of office. These judges and who are political persecutors. They're not even supposed to be prosecutors. They're supposed to be impartial judges. It's not their job to prosecute people. They're supposed to be impartial judges. If they can't do that, then they need to be taken out of office, because you know they're not going to leave. These people get in and they stay for life. Arpaio's attorneys asked Bolton on Monday to vacate Arpaio's conviction in light of President Trump's Friday pardon. But she said, no. I'm going to have oral arguments on October the 4th, the day before he was supposed to be sentenced. There's case law that says a pardon implies an admission of guilt, and that will have to be argued in open court. See, they just keep running him through this. They're just going to keep grinding his nose into the ground because they don't agree with his politics, because he was enforcing a law. And yet the people who violate the law, like Dan Love or this cop who got angry with this nurse because she wouldn't violate the law, the hospital procedure, the police procedure. You have to have the unconscious patient who cannot give consent. They say, well, we're not going to draw blood if you don't have him under arrest or you have a search warrant. So what does he do? He roughs up the nurse. He twists her arm. He arrests her. What will happen to him? I don't know. What's going to happen to Hillary Clinton? Nothing. She's not going to go to jail. Our Justice Department, our Attorney General Sessions is not going to do anything. Dan Love is not going to be prosecuted. BLM, the guy who started the whole Bundy Ranch thing, nothing's going to happen to him. Hillary Clinton's not going to go to jail. She's not even going to be disbarred. The FBI is still covering for her. Interesting enough, you know, we had an article yesterday that came out that showed that Director Comey pardoned Hillary Clinton before he reviewed anything. Yeah, with his thing. What a surprise. Aren't you surprised that he didn't actually look at any of the evidence, that he just pardoned her? I mean, this is a guy who was a CEO, or not CEO. He was on the board of directors of HSBC, convicted multiple times for money laundering, for drug cartels, for terrorist organizations. The first time they got caught, they got a slap on the wrist, and they were told they had to set up a program. I've talked to one of the individuals who worked in that program who became a whistleblower, and he said, what I discovered was they had this program. They brought in a bunch of us who were not trained at all, didn't know how to find any money laundering crimes. And then they had a database that had terms, individuals, towns, names of organizations, banks that they knew. And they would manipulate those by putting spaces in them or putting a period at the beginning so they wouldn't get a match. They even gave Sinaloa Cartel their own private cash checkout window. This was the organization that Comey was on the board of directors of. And so what did they do? They made him FBI director. And then what did he do? Oh, that's right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is already best-selling stuff. It's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Real News. I'm David Knight on this September the 1st, 2015. The year is going pretty quickly, isn't it? And we have started a new program. We're just finishing our second week of Real News. You can find us on social media at both Facebook and Twitter, the same handle, at Real News X2. That's Facebook and Twitter, Real News X2. You can also find us on YouTube. Our YouTube channel is Real News with David Knight, and we will be having a podcast that will be coming out soon, and we'll be giving you some radio station announcements very soon as well. And that will be up on those websites. You can also find me at Libertarian. That's my personal account that's been there for a couple of years now. And you can follow us there or on the show Twitter accounts. Both of those are expanding. Before we go back to the news and before we talk about the revitalization of the giving war machines to the police and what is involved with that, we got an editorial from Rand Paul. I've got a website here where you can go to find out what equipment your local police department has been given by the U.S. military to see how they have been armed. But that's only part of the problem. The other part, and I think the even bigger part of the problem, is the training, as we just saw with that nurse video where they had an unconscious patient. The cop wanted to draw blood. She said that he has to be under arrest or you have to have a search warrant if the patient is unconscious. And so he got upset, attacked her, twisted her arm, put her under arrest, for following the policy that had been agreed to by both the police and the hospital. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Before we do, the thing that supports our operation, that supports these programs, are the products that we sell. And we really do appreciate support. We offer these sales, and we've had some deep discounts right now on sales, on some products. The Emmerich's Essential line, the entire line of organic household products is now 50% off. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like sunscreen, herbal bug spray that doesn't have any DEET in it, a peppermint mouthwash that is all organic and natural, a pure unscented body wash, a pure tea tree shampoo, long-lasting natural deodorant. These are products, again, that are organic, natural household products. You can find them 50% off. It's the Emmerich's Essential Products, the entire line, 50% off. Also, we have a couple of products that have been very popular sellers, nascent iodine and BioTrue selenium. It's no doubt that you need to have adequate levels of these minerals here. If you don't have them, a deficiency in them, as the CDC has said, iodine deficiency is one of the four major deficiency diseases in the world. Selenium deficiency has been correlated to an increase in risk of HIV and of Crohn's disease and many other issues. Selenium helps to support your immune system, your DNA production, thyroid health, eyesight. These things are known. The question is, are you going to get a good source of selenium, a good source of iodine? We offer pure sources of this, our BioTrue selenium. We call it BioTrue because it is organic. It is not made, nothing synthetic, no fillers in it. It is made from 100% organic mustard seed. 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. BioTrue selenium. We also have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, very pure form of iodine from deep earth crystals. That is also 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com for limited time. And we have Super Male Vitality, 57% off. We've never discounted it this deeply. And you can read the reviews. We've got over 3,500 authentic reviews on our third-party review site. It has 4.6 out of 5.0 possible average. People like it. Take a look at the reviews. See why they like it. If you haven't tried it, now's a great time. And if you take it on a regular basis, now's a good time to stock up. 57% off while supplies last. Let's take a look at the program that has just been revitalized. We had this announced by Attorney General Sessions as he is addressing the Fraternal Order Police, saying we're going to resume sending military equipment to police departments. What is the difference between the police and the military? We need to have a discussion about that, what the difference is in the role. And that is happening as we got an article here from WND at NextCop saying giving police military supplies will absolutely save lives. And the context of this, they talk about an image from an article in The Atlantic showing some Antifa, quote-unquote, activists, these violent Antifa people. It's a fire extinguisher that is throwing out flames and smoke. They use it as a flamethrower. And then you have Charles Murray talking about how on Inauguration Day, a masked activist punched white supremacist leader Richard Spencer. In February, protesters violently disrupted UC Berkeley's plans to host a speech by Milo, and so forth and so on. And then we've seen this escalation in violence as it goes along. And our natural reaction is we got to stop it. We got to use force. Just as our natural reaction is we look at the ravages of drugs and we say, let's fix it. Why is it that whenever we want to fix a problem, we want to do it at the highest level of government? We want to do it in Washington, number one. Number two, we think that everything can be fixed by force. By force. You know, we've only got a hammer, right? And so the whole world looks like a nail. So let's just hammer. Whatever the problem is, let's just hammer it. Rand Paul says, no, the feds should not give war machines to the police. He says, that's a mistake. This is an op-ed piece that he wrote that was put on the New York Post a couple of days ago. He says, what kind of equipment are we talking about? Well, a small town of Haverhill, Massachusetts, fewer than 65,000 people, got a nearly 20-ton mine-resistant, ambush-protected, that's what they call the MRAPs, vehicle in Keene, New Hampshire, a town of fewer than 30,000. They got an 8-ton armored Bearcat. Over 10,000 bayonets have been handed out. Yeah, bayonets. Bayonets. Why do our police need bayonets? Police work, he says, is unquestionably difficult. It is thankless. And we all understand the job that the police do. It is a very difficult job. But, he says, to support our police, because this is only going to make their jobs more difficult. It is only going to create a civil war if we turn our police into an occupying army. And I think even more important than the equipment that they're getting is the training that they're getting. The shoot first curriculum. And we've talked about this going back several years to that scene where they executed a homeless man who was in the hills of New Mexico, just outside of Albuquerque. And everybody was like, what's going on with it? Why was it necessary? He wasn't any danger to anybody. He wasn't attacking the police. He hadn't violated any laws except he was camping out. And they shot him. They stuck the dogs on him. And there was a long-term police instructor in the state of New Mexico, their police academy that year, that said, we have changed to a shoot-first curriculum, and I refuse to teach that. And he resigned. And we should refuse to allow that to be taught to the police. That's coming from Washington. That's the hammer. That's the boot in your face, stomping forever. And he goes on to say, you know, they talk about this being surplus, but he says over a third of the surplus equipment is new. So it's disingenuous to portray it as banged up old stuff lying around the garage, says Rand Paul. He says when we couple militarized law enforcement with the erosion of civil liberties and due process that allows the police to become judge and jury, as we just saw in that hospital video, national security letters, no-knock searches, broad general warrants, pre-conviction asset forfeiture, we see the magnitude of the problem. And he quotes National Review. They say by 2005, at least 80% of the towns with populations between 25,000 and 50,000 people had SWAT teams. That number of raids conducted by local SWAT teams has gone from 3,000 in the 1980s to over 50,000 a year. We do not want that. We cannot sacrifice our freedom, our law, for safety. It turns us into slaves. When we come back, Mark Marino, Climate Depot, a producer of Climate Hustle, is going to talk about the left's panic.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they, BuzzFeed said, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed?
InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. This is Real News. I'm David Knight. It's Friday, September the 1st, 2017. We're going to be talking to Mark Marino in this half of the program. We've not established contact with him just yet, so I want to continue with what I was talking about in terms of the militarization of the police. As I pointed out, the Rand Paul article, he said, we have to understand that a third of this stuff is not surplus equipment. A lot of this is stuff that we should not be giving to police, because there's a difference between the military and the police, or at least there should be. That is being blurred now, and it should not be blurred. But there are other things to consider. As I point out, the training of the police and also the sense of urgency that the federal government exhibited in terms of trying to put this, to ramp up the supply of militarized equipment, much of it the federal government, the military, retains ownership of and has to be maintained to their standards at the expense, and this is not a small issue. These MRAP vehicles and others were rushed into service in the military-industrial complex to get into the war because they were having a lot of roadside bombs. They were rushed into service. They are not very well made, as much of the military stuff. Very high maintenance items, very expensive, because we're talking about something that was designed for the Pentagon in a rush. So they got a lot of maintenance issues, a lot of expensive parts, has to be maintained by local taxpayers. And so what we have here is really a pre-positioning of military equipment by the military into our communities. And that, I think, gives you a clue as to what is so troubling about it. Not just the surrendering of our liberty, as he points out, it's very troubling when we see the no-knock raids, the growth in SWAT teams, the civil asset forfeiture, taking your property without ever charging with a crime, let alone having a conviction, just seizing the property, which has been become a big thing for financing law enforcement. When we see all of that coupled with the militarization and not just the equipping, but the training of the police, having the Pentagon retain ownership of this and pre-placing this into communities, having them maintain it so that they can come in at any point in time, all of this should be very concerning, especially it's a report that I did about 2 years ago talking about how they tried to pull it as they were ramping up the supply of this equipment to the local police departments. They started pulling it from fire departments. Now, rural fire departments and towns were very small towns. They have don't have a big budget, but they have a big responsibility. These wildfires that can start in government-owned property because they don't remove the dead wood. That's another story. We won't get into that. But once you have this multiplication of wildfires that we're seeing lately, that can get out of control. And the first line of defense before it comes into the towns or before to keep it from spreading throughout the government property are these rural fire departments. And they don't have the budget to have big, expensive equipment. So there'd been a program that had gone on for about 70 years, going back to World War II. And they cut that. And it stayed cut for about a month because you had these rural communities and the volunteer fire departments were very politically active. They got the senators to say, what are you doing? Why would you shut this down? Because that is something that really does involve our safety and security. It's not a threat to our freedom at all. We want to be able to fight fires. Why would you take that away so that you can militarize our police with this equipment? That's a question that needs to be asked. I think that addresses their motivations as much as their training does. But then there's this article from fee.org, and in it we have, let's see, who is the author of this? James Bovard. He says, you can't fight extremism through government force. When we look at the fact that they're trying to react to what is happening with the violence on the left and the right, especially the Antifa people that are getting more and more violent, when you look at this and say, we got to do something about this, let's get out our hammers, let's militarize up. And he points out, you can't fight it that way. And of course, it has its roots and what we've seen in the last couple of months, beginning in Charlottesville and so forth, and now they've restarted this program. It's a federal law enforcement, he said, efforts to take down bad ideas in the past have quickly spiraled out of control. Crackdowns become a bureaucratic growth industry. He talks about the FBI COINTEL programs in the 1960s. Remember when they came after Martin Luther King so they could destroy black activists? We wound up with a lot of shootings, beatings, a high degree of unrest, and so forth. And then they came after the right. They came after Randy Weaver and his family at Ruby Ridge. We cannot fight extremism through government force. It backfires on us. And there's an article on Free Thought Project. Are you really unconcerned about Trump's militarization of the police? Well, take a look at the database there. In that article, you can type in your state and your county, and you can find out what equipment has been delivered to those people. It's absolutely amazing. We've got Mark Moreno on the line right now. And, of course, he is the he runs Climate Depot. We've got several articles. He's always on the climate issue. And now these people have come out of the woodwork. Why? Because we had bad weather. Whenever you have this weather, you don't hear anything from them. But when summer starts and you start having some snow melting, say global warming, if we have a hurricane, even though it's the first hurricane that's major that's hit landfall in 12 years, this is the end of the world. So all the chicken littles are coming out. We got a picture, an article on Drudge Report showing the Pope. He looks like Edward Munch crying with the scream. And the Pope, the article says, Pope Francis to world leaders, listen to the cry of the earth. Listen to the cry of the earth, the cry of the poor who suffer because of unbalanced ecology. You know, it used to be a rhetorical question where the answer was obviously yes. You know, is the Pope Catholic? The answer was obviously yes. So you'd throw that out there as an expression. But that's a real question now. Is the Pope Catholic or is he a globalist selling this environmental agenda? Joining us now is Mark Moreno of Climate Depot. And, of course, he's also the producer of Climate Hustle, a great, great video film that goes to these issues. Thank you for joining us, Mark.
Thank you, David. And yes, you're talking about the Pope. I actually attended the Vatican Climate Summit in April 2015, and because I was trying to ask questions of the UN official, the Pope married the Vatican with the with radicals at the United Nations. They threatened to throw me out. UN security, Vatican security came over and tried to strong arm me out of the building for trying to ask a question. And the Pope has aligned himself, I call it an unholy alliance, with the most extreme radicals that are against Catholic teachings on every issue you can imagine, on the whole overpopulation issue, and the Pope.
Like John Schellenhuber.
Yeah, he's a man who believes there should be a CO2 budget for every man, woman, and child on the planet, that the carrying capacity of the Earth has already been exceeded by about seven times. A guy named Jeffrey Sachs as well. The Pope has aligned himself with Naomi Klein, who believes in that capitalism is the problem. She actually, you know, blames capitalism for global warming, and she's out this week making a huge stink about Hurricane Harvey, as with everyone, all the other climate activists. You're using Harvey the same way they would use a shooting or any other kind of tragedy to advance whatever social agenda of the day.
And we know what their social agendas are, because we're talking about John Schellenhuber. He's the guy who says we need to have an Earth Constitution. We've got to have a world planetary council and a court and so forth. These people want world government. You've got an article about Naomi Klein. Warmist Naomi Klein uses Harvey to call for climate solutions to battle all forms of inequality and injustice. That echoes what we just heard from the Pope. They're all reading off the same script. He's saying, you know, we've got people who are poor and suffering from unbalanced ecology because of climate change. And wasn't Naomi Klein, I think you wrote about this, that said if we didn't have climate change, we'd have to invent it to get our social agenda through.
Yes. I mean, she's openly said that we just need to exploit the issue, that there's no shame in that, that this is you got to use whatever tools are available. And if you can do this and the media is focusing and there's human tragedy, what a better time to push their agenda. In simplified terms, David, they're using the latest they started this back in the 1960s when the modern environmental movement was really born. They had the overpopulation scare with Paul Ehrlich. And by the way, now there's an underpopulation scare because everything he said failed. And he still
was going to be a nice age. Now it's global warming. Now it's just climate change because they can't make up their mind. Yeah.
But global warming, they're just using it as a scare to get what their policies are, what the policies they achieve. And they've always been the same goals: central planning, more command and control over our lives, less choice for people to make decisions in their own lives, and complete regulatory control from every aspect of your life down to your dishwasher, washing machine, your light bulb, your car, agriculture, what type of food you eat, your energy.
Absolutely. Spot on. Hang on. We got a hard break coming up. Mark Moreno, Climate Depot. That's exactly what they're talking about, authoritarian world government. We'll be right back with Mark Moreno.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum-flavored Super Blue that is spearmint-free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
September 1st, 2017. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Mark Moreno. He's the producer of Climate Hustle film. He's also the publisher of ClimateDepot.com. That's an eco-news center founded back in 2009. He has been on this beat for a while. He knows what's going on, and he knows the agenda behind it. We're going to get back to Mark in just one moment. Real quickly, I want to remind you about the specials that we have at InfoWars Store and InfoWarsLife.com that fund this operation, that allowed us to create this new show. Emmerich's Essentials, The entire line of organic household products from sunscreen, bug spray, mouthwash, body wash, shampoo, natural deodorant, all of those natural products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got 45% off nascent iodine and BioTrue Selenium, great sources of vital supplements that you need to have for your health. 45% off. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com and 57% off Supermale Vitality, the deepest we have ever discounted that. That's one of our earliest products, the deepest it's ever been discounted. 57% off Supermale Vitality. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's get back to Mark Moreno of ClimateDepot.com. Mark, this is every time, as we point out before, every time we see a hurricane like this, we see everybody coming out of the woodwork to capitalize on it, and we heard the Pope come out today weeping about the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor because of an unbalanced economy. This is the socialism, the authoritarian agenda for world government that you were pointing out before we went to break. Go ahead. I'll let you pick up from there.
Yeah, I mean, in the case of the Pope, he grew up sort of with a Jesuit sort of focus on poverty, socialism, the whole background. So when it comes to climate change, in the Pope's mind, they had him at the solutions. If you remember the old Jerry Maguire, Tom Cruise movie, you know, you had me at hello. They had Pope at their solutions. Central planning, redistribution of wealth.
He was already a Marxist.
Sign me up. He doesn't. In fact, in his encyclical on climate, I think it's less than 2% even spent on the science. The science is irrelevant. He's embraced fully these solutions. And that's what it comes down to. If they want, and here's where it's just, it's so insidious. If they actually just want to argue their policies, and this is the debate's been going on most of the 20th century, you know, that socialism versus free markets and freedom, they can do that, but they feel they'll lose that debate, and rightly so, and they've historically lost debate in terms of, you know, people choosing it and collapsing of the old Soviet system and Eastern Bloc. So what they decided to do now, they add an environmental scare. So if you think that every time you can see global warming outside your window, then they can save you. It's like a mob protection racket. You know, pay up, sign on to the most expensive treaty in world history, the UN Paris Agreement, that would do absolutely nothing, by the way, if we faced a climate catastrophe, and you believe the UN science, and you believe their models, and you believed all the countries were going to do what they said, there'd be no temperature difference 100 years from now. It would actually delay it about 3 years, the actual temperature, assuming they were right. So in other words, you need to sign on to the most expensive treaty or the weather is going to get you. The hurricane is going to get you. The tornado is going to get you. This despite the fact that all severe weather is not only not increasing, it's either no trend or declining trend in record. That includes hurricanes. There's an article by a hurricane expert, Roger Pilkey Jr., in the Wall Street Journal today, just going through the stats. We are long overdue for a Harvey. We're long overdue for the other storm that's forming out there. There might be a Cat 5. We have gone a record amount of time, almost 12 years, without a major hurricane, Category 3 or larger, falling. So this is nothing unusual, nothing new. The rainfall records, you know, they can already say, okay, we broke a continental U.S. record. We did not break a U.S. record because Hawaii holds that. There was also a hurricane in the 60s with 100 inches of rain, more than twice what Harvey's dumping. And that was when we had low carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Couldn't have possibly been blamed on global warming.
And, of course, we had major hurricanes here in Texas, the early part of the 20th century. The early 1900s, wiping out Galveston. There wasn't any evil cars that they had to get rid of at that point in time. Nothing like that. We've even got the EPA going out trying to push their fine particulate matter, saying and having a picture on their website of the Smoky Mountains. It's like the Smoky Mountains were called the Smoky Mountains by the Indians. There weren't even any Europeans here at that point in time. I mean, they will grab at any straw, won't they, Mark?
They have, and they will. And now the latest is, if you point out that extreme weather is on the decline, if you point out that you know, all the fallacies of global warming, that you point out all this, they call you a climate denier. And in today's breaking news at Climate Depot, we have yet another call that climate change denial, quote, should be a crime, unquote, and that Harvey proves this. Climate denial can and will leave people dead. So this is their other tactic. Not only do they use an agenda to scare people and try to force you, but then if anyone who dissents is immediately called, not just jail. In fact, in my article at Climate Depot, which was just posted in the last 30 minutes, I linked to an article that was just about 2 weeks ago at the end of August calling climate denial, quote, crimes against humanity. And I was sentenced to death by a climate activist, sentenced to death for the critical role playing in retarding any meaningful climate action to mitigate, you know, global warming. So they're actually openly calling for death sentences. They're calling for crimes against humanity, comparing us openly to, you know, the Third Reich and Nazis. And they're calling now for it to be a crime, punishable, a punishable offense to deny climate change, to deny man-made climate change, and just to point out that hurricanes used to be much worse and that we're actually in record lows and the global tropical cyclone activity has been at record lows. By the way, in the southern hemisphere, one of the lowest on record, there's no hurricanes. The scientists are perplexed was the word in the article. They can't figure out why there's no hurricanes. It's called cycles. And in a nutshell, David, I'll end on this. I mean, I'll end on this thought on this. They basically say many bad things will happen with global warming. So then every time a bad thing happens, they can say, ha ha, we were right. We predicted it. You didn't listen. It is the most twisted, sick, and childish logic you can imagine.
Well, you know, you were talking about the underlying politics with this, the authoritarianism, the central planning, the absolute control over everything. And of course, that means that they have to control speech and debate. That's why these authoritarian leftists always combine censorship with what they're doing, threats of violence, intimidation at the very least, and that's what they're now doing against you. Absolutely amazing that they would use that. Of course, we've also heard them talk about using the RICO statute. And the other part of it, which I think pulls into all this too, I'll let you comment on this, the whole term denier, it just shows you that what they're selling is religion. And that's one of the reasons why the Pope has signed on to this, because I guess maybe he can be the Pope of climate change or something. I mean, that's what he is.
Yes, and not only is it religion, not only is it ideology, there's also money. And I'm not talking about grant money to scientists, although that, of course, can be a factor. This is a shakedown. And here's what's happening in reality, the behind the scenes, and the reason all these articles and the media is cranking this out, and they're being fed this by activists for a simple reason. This means a lot of money. In a year ago, April 2016, Al Gore met with a bunch of Democratic attorney generals in New York City, and they hatched a plot and then publicly announced it, that every time essentially bad weather events happen in a state, i.e. like Houston, Texas, they're going to have people suing energy companies to get money. And you know there's going to be a lot of Clinton and Obama-era judges that are going to go along with this in the federal system to basically say these energy companies caused the bad weather. And then they're going to try to... Mm-hmm.
We already had CNN do an editorial saying we have to politicize Harvey. We need to call for the resignation of Texas Governor Abbott because he's governor of a state that is in preeminent in the oil industry.
Yes, and they're saying how ironic the oil industry got hit, you know, by the storm because they're the ones that created it. So they're planning that, and now they're going to go after it in the legal system, and they're going to go in and they're going to say fossil fuels made Hurricane Harvey this bad, therefore fossil fuels need to pay up, and this is what they're trying to do. They're going to try to get huge settlements, and as I said, I wouldn't count on our judicial system to look at this with a clear head.
No, absolutely not.
The Supreme Court failed us already with a 5-4 alleged conservative majority. Our Supreme Court failed us when they declared carbon dioxide was a pollutant. So now we inhale oxygen as humans. We exhale carbon dioxide. The Supreme Court is on record and gave the Obama EPA the power to regulate what humans exhale from our mouth as a toxic pollutant. It's bastardized science, bastardized politics, and
you're talking about there, Mark, you know, they still have the endangerment clause. That's not been taken out,
exactly,
and that's what the courts are going to use. Yeah, exactly. We had President Trump shut down this insane executive order. It wasn't a treaty, the Paris Climate Agreement, which was good, but they still have that endangerment clause, and that's exactly what you're talking about. That's how they're going to use this to try to come after people, to try to shut down our energy use.
And people are, some conservatives are critical of Trump, saying, oh, he has to overturn the endangerment finding. Well, until the Supreme Court really changes, there's no reason to put that in motion just to have it go back before the court and be rejected again. Then it may be really permanent. So we have to wait to another Supreme Court justice before you can really reverse that. But Trump, even pulling out of the UN, we're not going to be out until, I think it's November 20th, 2020. So if Trump doesn't get a second term, this was all just a beautiful blip in the radar on our path to global governance and everything else. I mean, this is...
You're absolutely right. Thank you so much for joining us. We're out of time. Mark Moreno, and you can find him at climatedepot.com. Very important to go there. He knows exactly where this is all leading. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more news.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this September 1st, 2017. Let's take a look at some of the news. Of course, we have Houston residents, as a headline from the New York Times points out. They're heading home and finding the scent of mildew and death. This is another aspect to the tragedy that is continuing to go on. Meanwhile, the rest of the country, we're starting to see some gas lines develop. As we pointed out earlier in the show, it's 1970s deja vu all over again. We've got people queuing up for gas, and some of this is, I'm sure, self-fulfilling panic. But we also do have the largest U.S. refinery, Motiva, may be shut down for up to 2 weeks. We've had Energy Secretary Rick Perry has released some of our strategic oil reserves. However, the problem is that's in crude oil. It still needs to be refined. And the problem is it's the refineries that are down, but also including pipelines. We had pipelines that carried heating oil, aviation fuel, and gasoline all the way up to New York were shut down Wednesday and Thursday. So there are some basis for these panics that people are concerned about. It just shows how fragile our infrastructure is. I remember a few years ago, there was a spike that lasted for several months in the price of hard disk drives. And it's like, what's going on with this? I just couldn't figure out why, as this commodity that had been dropping in price for such a long time, all of a sudden was spiking. Then I found out that there had been flooding. Interestingly enough, same type of thing, flooding in Thailand, and that almost all the disk drives in the world were made in Thailand. And so all these factories were shut down for several months. It caused a spot price increase and all that till they could get that repaired and back online. That's the kind of fragile infrastructure that we have worldwide on so many of these different products. And so the effect of this shortage in refinery capacity will be felt, and it will be felt across the country, perhaps across the world, even though we have a glut in terms of crude oil. Today, President Trump is expected to end the program that protects Dreamers from deportation, the DACA program. But, of course, we also have the GOP establishment in the form of Tom Tillis, our newly minted globalist senator from North Carolina, pushing back against that, saying, well, we've got to save Trump from himself. You know, this is really going to kill him. Yeah, you're going to have the establishment press, the establishment political people are going to be screaming bloody murder over this, but this is what the Trump voters voted for. It was a campaign promise. It was part of the Trump agenda. We want to get control of illegal immigration. What is it that they don't understand about this? Oh, they understand it, but people like Tom Tillis, people like Mitch McConnell, people like Paul Ryan are open border globalists. They want to fight any kind of immigration reform, including this. And I have to say this. We talk about the dreamers who come here, they're underage, and they want to get an education and so forth. Mexico and other countries do not want to pay for their education of their own citizens. These are foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing in the United States coming here for a free education at the expense of American taxpayers. We have something that we used to call the American dream. That was owning a home. Home ownership becomes impossible if you have to continue to pay for the education of any child anywhere in the world that decides that they want to come here or that their government, like the Mexican government, wants to send them here. The Mexican government has in every state embassies and other agencies that are set up to help their citizens thwart and game the immigration system here in the United States as a safety valve because they don't want their citizens to pay for this. And that's the same type of thing, another variant of what we're seeing with NAFTA. Meanwhile, we have millions of bots that have commented on the FCC's net neutrality ruling. They hit the limit of the comment period. They said they've had 21.8 million comments sent to the FCC that appear to be fraudulent. They were computer generated, they say. Is this part of a drive to delegitimize every comment, I ask? Many people have asked that. And we have to ask, as we look at these fraudulent comments, what about the fraudulent legislative process that says that these agencies can grab any power that they want, and all they have to do is put it out there for a comment period, and then they can ignore your comments and do whatever they want. That's the tyranny that we live under. That's the bureaucracy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Male Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Male Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they, BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Friday, September 1st, 2017. We're waiting to see what President Trump is going to do on DACA. This is being presented as a signature program by President Obama. One of the key things that he did and so forth. What they failed to mention in these articles is that we're looking at an executive order. We're looking at an executive order to counter the law of the land. And that's what's really at issue here. Just as President Obama did an executive order to sign and to self-ratify the Paris Climate Treaty and so many different things that he did as executive orders, the way that he twisted and ignored the law, that can be undone by another executive order. That's what we're looking at now. But the opposition is coming from, wait for it, the GOP establishment in the Senate. That's the most amazing thing that we see, how they continue to oppose what he has to do. As we're going to break, I was talking about the bots that have flooded the comments on the FCC. They come up with these regulations and they put it out there for a public comment period. So that's the new way that we make laws. Forget about Schoolhouse Rock. Forget about the Constitution. That ain't the way that it happens. We create these all-powerful bureaucracies, and they create the law. they put it out there and they say, you can comment on it. It's like, oh, okay, great. That's fine. You can comment on it. You can do whatever you want to. It's kind of like, you know, remember Charlie Hebdo? In a couple of months, that baby that they refused to allow to come to the United States for some experimental treatment until it was too late. And that was part of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, which says parents have a right to have their opinions heard, but we will decide what will happen to their children. So you can express your opinion. You have that right. And so the FCC and these other people will decide, these bureaucrats in Washington, these vast bureaucracies will decide that you'll have the ability to comment, but they don't have to pay attention to your comments any more than they paid attention to the wishes of the parents of Charlie Hebdo. That is the way the laws are made now. And so when they look at these phony computer-generated comments on their website, and that's what the gist of the article is from the Olympian, we have to ask about this phony, fraudulent legislative process, this phony, fraudulent power grab. And whatever you think about net neutrality, I've got to say that whether you have net neutrality or whether you don't have net neutrality, the elephant in the room, the 800-pound gorilla that has put itself in the room, is the FCC. A federal bureaucracy, the Federal Communications Commission, is trying to usurp its authority over the Internet. Remember the FCC, Federal Communications Commission? They were set up to allocate radio frequencies, and then they began allocating television frequencies. Then they got interested in looking at the content of newsrooms. That's kind of interesting. Then they came out and said, we want to take over control of the Internet. So the real issue here, regardless of what you think about net neutrality, the real issue here is the power grab of the FCC saying we own the Internet. And that should concern you a great deal, because these are people who have been interjecting themselves into content. We had that just a year or so ago. That's something very, very important. Meanwhile, we see Robert Mueller is enlisting help from the IRS for his Trump-Russia investigation. They got a grand jury that's hearing from a lobbyist in Trump Tower. And this is the ever-expanding witch hunt. The special prosecutor who is prosecuting, let's see, what is he prosecuting? What was the crime that has been alleged? What were the charges that he's, oh, that's right. He's not really investigating specific charges. He's investigating a man, the president. Bring me the man and I'll find the crime. And so this is going to go on forever. And now he's going to get the IRS involved. And let me just remind you that Judicial Watch says that this IRS record scandal, remember when Obama used the IRS against his political enemies, the Tea Party? Remember when the IRS said, we're not going to give you this particular tax-exempt status, even though under the law they deserved it. We're going to hold that up. We're going to slow walk that. We're going to deny it. It was political. It was what President Nixon was impeached for, some of those charges. I almost call him President O'Nixon, like Obama O'Nixon. They're the same thing, aren't they? Except that Nixon didn't actually get away with it. He came up with an enemies list. He gave it to the IRS commissioner. The IRS commissioner said, I'm not going to do this. Probably politically opposed to Nixon is why he exposed that, but it didn't happen. Nevertheless, Obama used the IRS. They did it publicly. Everybody saw what happened. They covered it up. They covered their tracks, as we see, from everybody from Hillary Clinton to the BLM special agent in charge in Nevada, Dan Love. All of these people, they just erased the emails. Make that stuff go away. Delete it. Bleach bit it. And so that's what's happening with the IRS. They continue to go on. And do you know that we still have John Koskinen, the IRS commissioner who presided over this political use of the IRS? He's still our IRS commissioner. What is going on? Why can't we drain the swamp? Why can't we prosecute any of these people for their crimes? The FBI said we can't look at Hillary Clinton email issue. We won't give you any information about that to a guy who's trying to disbar them, because Jeff Sessions won't do his job, because the Trump administration won't do their job to put Hillary in prison. A guy on the outside said, I want to get information about this because I want to at least get her disbarred. At least that happened to Bill Clinton when he committed perjury, lied under oath. He's a lawyer. He's a president. He knows that lying under oath is not correct. And so he's trying to get Hillary Clinton disbarred. The FBI says, well, you know, the public has an interest in that, but her interest in privacy, her privileges outweigh anything for the public. just as Comey said. So now we've got former FBI Director John Mueller, or is it John? Whatever, Bob Mueller. Bob Mueller working with James Comey, these cronies, and they are on their witch hunt. And meanwhile, we still got the same IRS commissioner who came after people for political purposes. Good news is that payrolls have increased. We got 156,000 in August as job creation begins to cool a little bit. Do you realize that we have had stronger growth in just the first 6 months of the Trump administration? We've gone up 3%. The economy has increased in 3%. Barack Obama never got an increase in the entire 8 years he was there. Never got an increase for the entire year of over 2%. Never got to the 2% level. Yet in the first 6 months of Trump's presidency, we've had a 3% increase in the economy. And now we've had another increase in August jobs. Let's take a look at this article here. We got 90% of Iraqi children. Let's talk about the cost of war. 90% of Iraqi children have lost a relative. And then the orphans are exposed to rape and abuse. Charities tell RT. Let's not forget the human cost of the wars as we look at the $1 trillion that we spent in just Afghanistan. You know, the $1 trillion that we said we needed to fix our infrastructure? Not so much. We've already spent it in Afghanistan, blowing theirs up and making children orphans. And then this, as we look at the reliance and the panacea that's been sold to us about artificial intelligence, we have this article coming out. The Food and Drug Administration is recalling nearly 500,000 pacemakers, the device that controls your heartbeat for people who have heart issues. They're citing concerns that they're vulnerable to hacking. Imagine that. Imagine that. Now, let's get to the heart of the issue. If they can hack your pacemaker, they can hack your car, your self-driving car, your car that Google and Ford and others want to make sure you don't have any brakes on. The car that Google and Ford and others want to make sure you don't have a steering wheel on. The car that is going to be totally reliant on radio control and software issues. As somebody who worked as, has used technology heavily all my life, as somebody who has developed software in the past, I have no intention of ever putting my life in the hands of a computer program. We talked about the IBM PC and the DOS that have the blue screen of death. I'm sorry. There has to be a way to intervene in this stuff. We've already seen at these hacking conferences people taking over the current automobiles by jacking into the electronics that are already there. How much worse is it going to be for that? When will we stop putting all of our trust and faith in technology and the federal government? Let's stop this. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Real News. I'm David Knight on this Friday, September 1st, 2017. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to a man who was chased, beaten, and spat upon at the Berkeley riots last weekend. Amazing video footage, and we want to talk to this guy who experienced the love, the peace and love of San Francisco firsthand. You know, they're talking about, what should we call these people? You know, somebody sent an email to me, and I thought it was spot on. He said, you need to call them leftist socialist Democrats, LSD. Well, yeah, LSD, that's perfect, because all this stuff seems to be centered in Berkeley. Centered in San Francisco, you know, hate Ashbury, you know, that's where we're going back to all that. So instead of hate Ashbury, they spelled with H-A-I-G-H-T, we could just spell it H-A-T-E. Hate Ashbury. Back to the 60s, aren't we? These radical leftists, except in the 60s, they said they were for free speech. Now, I don't know, not so much maybe. But today it's getting very dangerous. We're going to talk to a guy who was there, who experienced the violence firsthand. In the next segment, I want to, first before we get back to the news, remind you that we have some specials, and that's what funds our operation. We certainly do appreciate your support. We wouldn't have this program if you had not supported us. And let me tell you, first off, before we get to the specials here, where you can find the program. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. We have the same handle, at RealNewsX2. That's at RealNewsX2. That's for both Facebook and Twitter. You can also find me on Twitter, at Libertarian. And you can find the program on our YouTube channel. That's Real News with David Knight. That's on YouTube. That's what you have helped us with. That's what you've made possible with the products that you buy at InfoWars Store and InfoWarsLife.com. Here's some of the specials that we have going right now. We have the Super Combo and the limited of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTruth Selenium, and also the limited time flash special of Super Male Vitality. The Nascent Iodine and the BioTruth Selenium are 45% off. Very deep discount on those products. And again, do your research. You'll find many articles everywhere. It's widely known how important it is to have the proper amount of iodine and selenium and the diseases that happen when you don't have that. You need that to support your immune system, DNA production, thyroid health, eyesight, hormone levels, healthy metabolism, all those things. You can find a lot of documentation about that. The question is, are you going to get a good source of it? Are you going to get something that is synthetic with filters? Our BioTruth Selenium is non-GMO. It's 100% organic, made from organic mustard seed. Our Nascent Iodine is made from deep earth crystals. Both of those are the purest you're going to find anywhere, and they're available for 45% off. Both the Nascent Iodine and the BioTruth Selenium, 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Limited time, because we're going to be running out of product pretty soon. We have to reserve some of that for people who sign up for AutoShip. And if you haven't signed up for AutoShip, think about that. That gets you a 10% discount all the time for the products that you select. And it gets you free shipping if you sign up for more than $50 in your shipment. You pick the products, you pick the interval that you want them shipped, and we guarantee that you're going to get these things so we don't run out of those products. That's why we have to keep some in reserve. Until it runs out, we have Super Male Vitality for 57% off. That's the deepest discount we've ever had. You'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com. And at InfoWars Store, you'll find the entire line of Emmerich's Essentials organic household products, 50% off. Things like sunscreen with an SPF of 30, all natural. We have an all-natural herbal bug spray with no DEET in it. We have peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, pure tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. All of those things, 50% off the entire line of Emmerich's Essentials organic household products at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Hey, here's another sale, and this is a sale that is not coming from us. This is in Mississippi. They're having a Second Amendment sale statewide. Tax-free weekend. And we do this, we see this in various states. Typically, as you're going back to school, they did it in North Carolina, they do it here in Texas. They'll have a weekend where it's tax-free on items that are related to people going back to school, clothing, school supplies, stuff like that. They're having a sales tax-free weekend for guns in Mississippi. And they said it's going to be bigger than Black Friday. Good for them. Good for them. That's actually great. They said it's actually bigger than Black Friday. It's grown every year. And for the last 2 years, it's been bigger than Black Friday. The exemption saves a buyer of a Glock semi-automatic pistol nearly $40, while a purchaser of a Stag Arms Model 3 Typhoon AR-15, the preferred weapon of women because it doesn't have that kickback. So it's a great, great firearm. That saves more than $60 in sales tax. Those assault rifles that they talk about, the AR-15s that Joe Biden hates so much, those are great firearms for women because they don't have much of a kickback. They say that's enough to draw buyers from nearby states as well as Mississippians. Louisiana has a 5% sales tax. Arkansas sales tax is 6.5%. Tennessee has a 7% sales tax. Alabama's is 4%, so all those people are going to Mississippi to get their firearms because they're going to have a sales tax weekend coming up. Also, we have a video footage here. We won't go through this and play it, but we have an armed man who protects his flood-stricken neighbors from looters. And this is in a neighborhood, and in this video, the woman pulls up, and she's streaming this guy, and he's holding a gun, and he's telling people, you know, you stay away from that. Protecting his property, protecting other people's property. It reminds me of what Sheriff Clark had said to people, and unfortunately he resigned today. I don't know what is behind that yet. There were some allegations earlier in the year about something that happened in one of the jails that is under his command. He was not charged with anything. Other people were charged with denying water to a man who was there. I believe the individual died. And so there were seven people who were charged with that. But he resigned yesterday. But he had told people, he said, look, he said, I used to be in a big city, and I was against guns as a law enforcement officer. Then he went to New England. I think it was in Vermont or Maine, one of those New England states. And he said, I realized that people need to be able to protect themselves. And I realized that there really wasn't a connection between firearms and violence. And he said, and now he's back. He was in Minnesota, and he was telling people there, he said, look, we will do whatever we can to help you, and we will try to catch the people that are there. But it's not physically possible for us to be everywhere. There's going to be a delay before we can get there. So you need to be able to protect yourself. Get firearms and take a safety class. Learn how to use them responsibly. And you need to be the first line of defense, because we're not going to be everywhere. And that was sage advice. And that's exactly what we saw with that armed man protecting his neighborhood from looters. We have Franklin Graham going on the offense against the leftist hate labels. What's that organization? That's right. That's the Southern Poverty Hate Center. And I talked about this earlier. You won't hear much of this from the mainstream media. They have transferred millions of dollars in cash to offshore tax dodges, and they're paying massive salaries to themselves. But of course, they still keep getting all the big money from people like Tim Cook, who gave $1 million and said, well, we'll do a 2-to-1 for all of our employees who do that. When we come up after the break, when we come back in that segment, we're going to be talking to the man who was at the Berkeley, California riots, who was attacked because he's carrying an American flag, had some stuff that identified him as a conservative. Just a couple of dozen people, thousands of people in Berkeley. Now we've had even Nancy Pelosi disown that. It took a while for Paul Ryan. It was really painful because, you know, Trump was right. Really couldn't say that, but we'll be right back with the man who was there. And
it's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to
to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're here talking to Arthur Schopper. Mr. Schopper is a writer, blogger, political commentator on topics political, cultural, and as he said, eternal. He's in Southern California, but he was in Berkeley last weekend, part of the few people who showed up for the Patriot Prayer rally that was essentially canceled there. A few people like Mr. Schopper showed up, and they were promptly attacked by the thousands of peaceful leftists that were there, as we've been told. It was such a interesting visual of Mr. Schopper being chased, beaten, and spat upon that we wanted to get him here to get a first-hand account of what happened there. And in the wake of this, we first had the shutdown of rallies in Boston, where there were 40,000 people against about 40 people. They kept the media away from them. I talked to Dr. Shiva Ayadure. He's one of the speakers there. He's running for Senate against Elizabeth Warren in Massachusetts. He bravely showed up to talk about the right of free speech. And everybody, including even the president, came out and said, oh, I'm glad that we had a peaceful, well, it wasn't really a peaceful rally in Boston. There were over 33 people that were arrested. There were more people arrested for violence than there were people who showed up in support of free speech. And these people who showed up in support of free speech were outnumbered 1,000 to 1. And I have to ask people like Nancy Pelosi, who has now come out and distanced herself from the violence that happened against people like Mr. Schopper and others, when she qualifies this and says, well, you know, there are people out there who are really kind of crazy, and we need to make a distinction between those two groups. And some of these people should not be allowed to speak. And we're seeing that from the left now. They should have threats and intimidation or whatever. Well, if you say that, eventually you're going to justify violence against people just because you have identified them as a particular group. We're losing the idea of free speech. We've got professors now all over the map at Dartmouth and other places. We've got an L.A. Times op-ed piece, and we've got a Skidmore College professor, but another one at Dartmouth that are saying we don't want to have unqualified free speech, unrestricted free speech. We want to shut down the speech of people we don't like. How different that is from Voltaire, who said, I may disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. No, that's not the credo of the left anymore. You will get attacked. And one of the people attacked there in Berkeley last weekend was Arthur Schopper right now. And you can find him on Twitter at Arthur C. Schopper. And that's Arthur with a T-H-U-R. And his last name is spelled C-H-A-P-E-R. And you can also find him on YouTube at Arthur Christopher Schopper. Joining us now is Mr. Schopper. Thank you so much for joining us. And it's amazing to see this video of what happened to you last week in Berkeley. Even the hardcore leftists like the mayor of Berkeley, who was on the Facebook page of By Any Means Necessary, a group that promoted violence to achieve their political goals. That's essentially the definition of a terrorist group. And we had a lot of people say that we should designate Antifa as a terrorist group. He liked their Facebook page, but even he had to come out and say, well, maybe we should start looking at them as if they were a gang. And that happened because of the violence that was done to you and to other people there. Tell us what happened there.
Well, first of all, thank you, David, for having me on. I want to tell everybody my last name is spelled S C-H-A-P-E-R, so it's easy to find me. It was incredible. I was not going to be afraid of anything. I went to San Francisco and to Berkeley in spite of Patriot Prayer canceling the events. I said, I'm not going to be intimidated. I did not choose to cancel this. Nobody gave me word of it. I drove for 6 hours to the Bay Area, and I wasn't going to come away empty-handed. So, regarding Berkeley,
wow.
I was not the only one there.
And as you're talking, we're rolling B-roll here. They chased you, they attacked you, and they showed you sitting down, and you can see the people spitting on you. You can see the spit on your arm as they're spitting on you. Absolutely amazing.
It's outrageous. And, you know, I didn't even know I was being spit on until seeing the videos afterwards. I was so consumed with the pepper spray that had been blasted on the back of my neck and up my head, as well as along the sides of my arms. It felt like a warm sunshine at first on the back of my neck and arms. But within about an hour, I was in so much pain, I had to defer it by squeezing on my seatbelt as I rushed to my home headquarters. It was painful. I couldn't even lie down. It was so bad. I put milk on my arms, on the back of my neck, and it hurt so much. I had to stand under a shower for an hour straight. Thankfully, though, the burning and the pain finally subsided. It was awful, man. I mean, let me preface it though with at the beginning in the morning, I went with Marco Gutierrez, Latinos for Trump. I was proud to be there with him, with a guy named Joe Vival, and also, Marco's son Michael, and a guy named Joe, and then also Fred Garvey. He's a Southerner from North Carolina, but he lives in Alameda now. You want to talk about a conflict, but he's proud conservative up there in East Bay. We walked there, and in the morning, it was actually very peaceful. There were people along the street who actually took our pictures and said, be safe. They allowed us and supported our being there, even if they were not Trump supporters. It started out well. We go to the plaza. There's police everywhere in riot gear, so I feel very safe. I see barricades. This is about 9:30, 10 in the morning. They check our property, make sure that we had no mace or other weapons. How about that? So it's a mace control and a gun-controlled region as well, but the police will be there, right? They're supposed to be able to protect us, supposedly. So for about the next two and a half hours, I swarmed to the plaza. There were other Trump supporters, not nearly as many as there were anti-Trump or left-leaning protesters and there were reporters too. That gentleman in the purple shirt right there, he actually was standing by to protect me. He got pushed, and you saw that he had to punch to protect himself. Some of them got violent, but the police did step in and created a buffer for us for that first two-hour period. I had incredible discussions with people. I talked to a guy who looked like he had that Palestinian scarf around his neck, and he had a Black Lives Matter pin. He is a white guy. But he was pro-Second Amendment, and I said, and we threw down on that, and it was a very good conversation. I talked to left-leaning reporters who were impressed that I was there. I was there for free speech. I was there for my president. I was there to take the Trump movement to every corner of California, even deep blue Berkeley. And I always like to add this aside. Oakland, Compton, Inglewood, deeply Democratic cities. Donald Trump won a higher percentage of the vote than Romney did. So already the ground is starting to shift, and I think it's predominantly Black voters who are fed up with illegal immigration and bad trade deals, which are hurting their job prospects at the expense of illegal aliens. So there was that. So we're going into about about 1 o'clock, the police start to leave the plaza. And I'm like, where are you guys going? And so there were like a handful of people, and then within about 5 minutes, somebody grabbed my hat and pulled at my cape, and people actually started to condemn the people attacking me. One guy got up really close in my face and says, we don't want your prison mentality here. Go away. And I said, I'm not in a prison. I'm free. I'm not leaving. That picture you're looking at right now.
Hang on a second. The prison mentality. What did he mean by that? I don't understand that.
They are convinced that capitalism imprisons people. They are convinced that free markets and free enterprise and free people imprison people. And I even mocked him and said, I'm standing here right now. I'm free and I'm talking to you. This is total Orwellian nonsense. They have been taken over by the regressive left and brainwashed to see everybody as a neo-Nazi and a capitalist pig, quote unquote, who sold out to whatever corporate interest. Really, you should look at the Democratic Party, Crooked Hillary, We have Donald
Trump. Globalism is what is enslaving people. Globalism is taking away our jobs.
And
that's what you're talking about in terms of the increase in the vote for Trump, because black people are the first ones to, at the lower part of the economic ladder, typically, they're going to be the first ones to feel that effect as they imprison us, as they take away our choice, as they take away our self-governance, as they take away our economy. That's really the prison that they're putting us in. Absolutely amazing. We're going to be back with Arthur Schopper. He was attacked there in Berkeley. Amazing account of what it felt like firsthand. We'll be right back with Arthur Schopper.
Being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Friday, September 1st, 2017. We're going to go back to Arthur Schopper. He was one of the few dozen people that showed up against thousands of counter-protesters in Berkeley, California. He was attacked. He was pepper sprayed. He talked about the agony of the pepper spray. And then there's video that emerged of him as he was sitting down in agony from the pepper spray. These wonderful, tolerant, peaceful leftists started spitting on him. He said he didn't even feel the spit because he was in so much pain from the pepper spray. He didn't realize that. So we're going to get back to his first-person account of what was happening there. In just one moment, real quickly, I want to let you know the products that we have on sale at InfoWars. And, of course, that's what supports our operation. We thank you for making this program possible, for supporting InfoWars throughout the years. We have the entire line of Emmerich's Essentials, the entire line of organic household products at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. That's everything from sunscreen to herbal bug spray, to peppermint mouthwash, to unscented body wash, to tea tree shampoo, natural deodorant, all of those products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have 57% off Super Male Vitality, the deepest it's ever been discounted, and Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium, both of those, 45% off for a limited time only at InfoWarsStore.com. Mr. Schopper, and let me tell people how to find you on the internet again. Again, his last name is spelled S-C-H-A-P-E-R, although it's pronounced Schopper. It's S-C-H-A-P-E-R. And you can find him on Twitter at Arthur C. Schopper, and that's Arthur with a U. And then you'll find him also on YouTube at Arthur Christopher Schopper. And you were talking about what had happened there, the great discussions that you were having with people, and said the beginning of this was peaceful, and you were having some very interesting discussions with some of these people, but then things changed. What was it that made that change? What was the turning point in your point of view?
It was about 1 p.m., and I noticed that the police started to withdraw from the plaza, and I was just really surprised about that. Immediately someone attacked me, tried to take my hat off and pull my cape. That you can find it on one of my live feeds I uploaded to YouTube. I actually say I was attacked.
And let's make it clear here, too. You're talking about your cape. You mentioned a couple of times people are watching the video can see what it is. It's basically a cape that's got – that's your sign. Instead of carrying a sign, you had stuff about Trump. You had the American flag and things like that.
Yes.
And you wrapped
like that
over your shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's been a real signature for me. You know, I put it on my back in January when I was standing up to L.A. City, you know, Democratic hordes, and it just has worked out ever since. So – even the mayor in my own city has mocked me. Don't mimic the caped one, but it's too late for mimicking me.
Cape Crusader.
Crusader
for free speech and the American way.
We That's need people to fight for it, and I'm happy to do it. I
Good.
Can't quite fly yet or jump from buildings, but I'm...
yeah, don't try that.
Yeah, God knows. Surviving Berkeley is a feat in itself. So I was attacked, my hat, my cape was pulled, my glasses were knocked off, but for about the next 10 minutes, I was still talking to people. I mean, I'm not going to run away. And I even had some, I said some stuff that was so anti-PC, but they lived to hear about it. You know, I was sitting down with a group of people and they were the pro-transgender types. And I just said the five magic words. Transgenderism is a mental disorder. And one person was shocked and said, "You offend me." And I simply said, "Well, you won't die, just like people offend me and I won't die." That's the whole point of the freedom of speech exercise. The other four actually were willing to listen to me and I shared stuff. That's just giving an example. I wasn't afraid to say the really hardcore, real stuff that it seems to be so taboo these days.
And you know, there used to be a tradition of free speech in Western society. Speaker's Corner at Hyde Park in London, every Sunday morning, people can go there and they can take their soapbox or whatever they want to stand on, and they can get up and they can start talking about whatever they want to. And people will show up and they'll argue with them, but we respect that. Along the tradition of Western society, we say, hey, we have free speech and we can argue about these things and we can agree to disagree, but we need to be able to have these. But that's not the way these people work. They get violent. They show up with black signs to cover up your signs. They do everything they can to censor any kind of discussion.
And why this is happening And why this is happening, I just have to say, is that they are losing. We have gotten more avenues for speaking, including InfoWars. They can't silence us, so now they just want to either kill us or hurt us as a way to silence us. So I started getting text messages and even phone calls. Arthur, you need to get out of there. Antifa is coming. You need to go, like, now. And I was like, okay. So I tried to gather the team. I had driven with three other people, and it was getting harder and harder to gather them. We began to walk northbound towards Center Street, and some people were kind of dawdling, and I said, look, we've got to go, like, now. Then, oh boy, I see the people in black clad clothing, including this one guy with a ring in his nose and a shirt that said, you know, F ICE. And I was like, okay, that's it. We got to go. I'm heading towards the police, and I see the police loaded up with riot gear walking away. They're not defending me. They don't stand around me. I saw a group of 10 of these thugs surrounding a black youth with the Trump cap on, shouting, Nazi, go home. Can someone please scream irony for me? It was unbelievable. I'm like, I can't believe this. They're not doing anything. So I'm like, I'm not going to run. I don't, how dare I give them any kind of a sense of that? I'm walking, and then I try to quicken my step. I go north on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and immediately my hat gets taken off of me. I keep moving. Then somebody was able to rip my cape off. There's a stunning photo of the cape being taken off of me that was taken by the San Francisco Chronicle. I was like, well, they had time to take that. It's too bad they couldn't actually help me. There were more press agents around me than there were police. And I said, you know what? Okay, my car is parked on the other side of town. I don't know where the rest of my team is. What am I going to do? And immediately what came to my mind was that beautiful lady at the San Jose rally. And she turned into a building. She's the one who got hit with an egg. And there's a class action lawsuit now being launched against the city because of what happened to her and many others in San Jose. I said, okay, this is it. I'm not going to outrun these individuals, and I refuse to look like I have to run. Why should I? I turned into the gas station on the corner of University and Martin Luther King Jr., and I sat down. And I just sat down peacefully. And
this is after you've been pepper sprayed.
I was pepper sprayed, right before that. And I started to notice, like, I taste pepper on my lips. Oh, my gosh, I've been pepper sprayed. And I start to warm up. And I sat down, and I just started to pray. I started to meditate. My key verses were Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against me prospers. Every tongue that rises in judgment against me, I condemn. Wow. My other banner verse, 1 John 4:17. As Christ is, so are we in this world. You know, later on, someone had said to me, this was... You know, I suffered in a Jesus-like fashion. I cannot diminish that sacrifice.
Reviled and spat upon,
absolutely. It absolutely set the true narrative, which is we're victims, we're innocent, we do nothing wrong but exercise our rights, and we're being beat upon. One person shouted in the crowd, Jesus can't save you now. Outrageous, offensive. I have black Trump supporters who say to me, Arthur, that was the Rosa Parks moment. That was the Rosa Parks moment. And I just went right back to my pattern at the park, is that I began to talk about, I'm here for free speech. I support our president. Someone shouted at me, how can you support this guy? Jobs are up. The market's up. I went right back to discussing my president. I will not be silenced. I even said I condemn white supremacy. The media captured that part, but they cut out the next part, which was of the Democratic Party. And I demand that they renounce their history of racism, which was manifest to the world that day. And I used the press to my advantage. They served as my wall against Antifa hordes. There was this crazy fat pink girl standing in front of me saying, you need to leave. You need to go. I will help you out of here. She was extending her hand to me. I said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to sit right here. And then finally, a police officer showed up and broke the ranks, reached out his hand to me. And I stood up and I says, you know, I'm trying to get out of here safely, but nobody's protecting me and I don't know why. So I'm going to make that public to the world. You know, why aren't the police doing their jobs? They picked me up. By then, my hat's gone. My glasses were gone. My cape was gone. I'm pepper sprayed. I've been spit at. I was glitter bombed. Oh, God. And so he said, do you need any medical attention? I said, no, I didn't think I needed any at the time. I just felt a warmth. There's the picture right there of the flag being ripped off my neck. I still don't know how they were able to even manage to do that. And then the police officer says, I will escort you to the sidewalk. Wow, that's nice. How about escorting me to my car? You know, but by then I'm just glad to have something around me that's not spitting or screaming at me. People shouting fascist, Nazi, go home. I'm the Nazi. That'd be like calling the Jews the perpetrators who were in the concentration camps before being pushed into a fire. But it was God's grace and a beautiful miracle. Three of my friends from the Red Elephants, Vincent James is the head of that media company. They thought they saw something at the gas station. So they drove up and they saw me. And they said, Arthur, get in the car. Get in the car right now. Oh, gosh, it was beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. I had somebody right there to save me. And I jumped in the car, and we sped out of there. I was able to report on their live feed what happened. I didn't feel the burn yet. It took a little while before it really started to just seize on my skin, especially on the back of my neck and even near my ear. And that was really painful.
That is the price of freedom. Thank you so much, Arthur Schopper, for standing for all of our freedom. And you took the hits, you took the revilement and the violence and the pepper spray for all of us, because all of us are poor if we lose our freedoms. Stay with us. Alex Jones is coming up.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
A new shipment of BioTrue Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTrue Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but BioTrue Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight, BioTrue Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTrue Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.